Okay, we go three short parshas. Kedoshim, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, Sfir Salomer, Tavshin Pei Dalet, ideas with the Rach Mashavka Rebbe, Schos Yagan Aleinu. First and foremost, for the protection and for the Sars Toivets, for our soldiers and Hajj, brothers and sisters, and Klaisel throughout the world, Mamish, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, Leon Nishmas, my father-in-law, of Avram Abba, Ben Rav Moshe Chaim, Esut Tehila, Bas, Rav Gavriel Pinchas, and from my grandfather's yard to us last week, Rav Uvim Ben Rav Chaim. First idea comes to us from the B'nai Soskar, and the Sefer Ala Torah called Agra Dekala. Speak to Klal Yisrael and tell them they shall be or they will be holy. Says the Bnei Yisachar in Igrat HaKalim. Shekhadosh Baruch Hu tziv l'Moshe binu sheyivarech es Yisrael. Chadosh Baruch Hu commands Moshe that he should bless the Klal Yisrael v'yomer b'fiv, and he should say to them, sheyiyu kulam kedoshim. It was a bracha that Moshe should tell Klal Yisrael kulam kedoshim. We should all be holy. Ki birchas hayoytzes mipiv vaday tamur. Because the bracha from Moshe Rabbeinu is eternal and will never go away. Through the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu, through the koyach of the tzaddik, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the tzaddik is goyzer, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is mekayim. There will be zochet to be kadosh. It was a bracha. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe Rabbeinu, bless them, kadoshim to you. And then that bracha will last forever, and that'll help them stay holy and to stay mamash strong to our Yiddishkeit. When it comes down to it, Rav Shor always quotes, when it comes to you leaving your house, the Sas Emes, comes to your house, the mezuzah's on your left, come into your house, the mezuzah's on the right. What's pshat? Going out of your house, left is gevura. Right, we're holding today's Gvura Shir to be Teferis. Gvura means to be a Gibor. We have to be careful of what the world has to show. Be careful what's going on in the world. Be careful, careful, careful. Gibor. Strong. Chumrah. Come into your house. The mezuzah is on the right. Kindness, compassion, patience, love. But at the end of the day, how do we have the ability to go out? Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, kidoshim to you, give him a bracha, and vaday tamod at tiskayim la'ad. Be forever and ever. And as we said earlier in the week, also from the Divrei Chazkel, Kiddushim Tiyu, not Kiddushim Hiyu, Kiddushim Tiyu, that every Yid will be. Because you know the Rambam says, Hilchos Teshuva, that every Jew, Mashiach comes and come, everyone's going to Jew, you can run, you can't hide. Every Jew is going to be running, not to happiness, like Rabbi Goldberg says, to holiness. Every Jew is going to come back to Tefillin, to Mitzvahs, to Shabbos, Givaldik, Igor Dekala, Rav Shor, and Divrei Chazkel, idea number two. Idea number two comes to us, Chidush Sharim. So if you look in the El Kodas Ben Yisrael, Rashi says here, Parsha Zup I call Nemra. This Parsha is said Dafka Bitzibor, be called the Hakahal in the congregation. The Chidushim and others, Sarma Gadosh bring it down, Yismach Yisrael, Chesel Avram, and others. This is the same idea. Haremes, had yet to Kedusha, Kedushim to you. Haremes, Kizosa, Eitz Liosal Kedusha, Aide Achtus Vereas. How do you come to Kedusha, Kedushim to you? Rashi says, Parsha Zupi, you call Nimrod. It's got to be done in congregation with Achtus. Kiko Echa Yisra Yishbo Chelek Kamimal. Everyone has a spark of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Like the Tani tells us, Akashir Nithchol and Kulam Achtus. And when everyone's together, Oz Mis Achtus Kulam Neshamas and all the Neshamas Razu are together. Parsha Zu, Hainu, Mitzas Kidoshim Tiyu. See, Darch is not Rashi. Parsha Zu, the Mitzah of Kidoshim Tiyu, be he call in Nemra. Ayadeshi, Kolu, Viskashu, Yachtov, Yagia Kola Kedusha. When you're kind, compassionate, and caring, and considerate of others, then you come to Kedusha. And you come to Kedusha. When you realize that every Yid is mom is so special. And every Yid is filled with fire. Then you could come to holiness. And this kind of reminds me of a word that I learned last night. With one of my chavar over here back in Boca Raton. Tan Inundar Shlita. When we talk about how the Baal Shem Tov says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses every Yid to be like the star. The Jewish people are like the stars. Why a star? It says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Every star, you look up and take a plane and take an astronaut up to a star. A star is the ball of fire. It looks like a dot in the sky. You take a rocket ship up there, you see it's a ball of fire. Every Yid is mamish holy, it's a ball of fire. It might look like on the outside, like a dot in the sky, a little pencil marking in the sky, but every Yid is mamish, a ball of fire. Every Yid is so holy. And when we come together, and when you understand the messages of Sfiras Omer, whether you say Halal on Yom HaTzmud or not, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter, it's Narishkeit. Look what's going on in the world. There's so much hate. We can't get bogged down in the Narishkeit of what makes us different. We have to stand strong together. Stand strong together. And this is what, I could get it up over here. This is what kind of Menachem Begin said in 1982. Let's see if I could get it up. 1982, Begin to Biden in 1982. Don't threaten us with cutting off your aid. It will not work. I am not a Jew with trembling knees. I'm a proud Jew with 3,700 years of civilized history. Nobody came to our aid when we were dying in the gas chambers and ovens. Nobody came to our aid when we were striving to create our country. We paid for it. We fought for it. We died for it. We will stand by our principles. We will defend them. And when necessary, we will die for them again, with or without your aid. Doesn't matter what's going on in 1982 or 2024. We are together. We are one nation. And how do we get to be an Am Kodesh? Is dafka through Achdus, through unity, and kindness and compassion, as Hashem is Baruch Adin number 3. So later on in the parsha, we have the mitzvah of Tochech, Tochech HaSamisecha. A person to give rebuke, I believe it's Yotes, Yotzayin, Yotes, Yotches. Tochech, Tochech HaSamisecha. In the Ora Meir, there's a Maisa. The Rebbe brings down a Maisa. The Ora Meir, Shishama Pamas, Magad Mezlotshevi. Yechim Mechel Zlotshevi, so here the Maisa. That the Magad Mezlotshevi was saying, Divrei Mosrev Tochech HaBarabim. He was begging his nation, begging the congregation to listen to his words. And then he said something incredible. I'm not just talking to you. I'm also talking to myself. The coast of Shem HaOramir, and the Oramir said, if we want our words to have an impression on our students, if we want the words to have an impression on our children, if we want the words to have an impression on ourselves, Yichlo and our families, Yichlo Gamas Atzam Patochachoso. So Yiskabo Dvarav Alev Hashemim. You have to include yourself. If you're going to give Tochacha, and the halach is you can only give the Tochacha when you know it's coming out of love, you have to include yourself. How many times did I hear from Rav Weinberger Shlita that he always says, this is not a lecture, this is you and I. You and I, millions of times. You and I, you and I, you and I. Something can only be transformative, and it can only make an imprint and last eternally when a person feels like they're coming and they include itself. A true tzaddik includes himself. The Rebbe Magid of Zlachshev, the Rebbe Yechiel of Zlachshev is saying, I'm including myself. I'm not just talking to you, giving tochacha. I'm including myself. Not just saying words, but because everyone knows if it's really you say, I'm including myself, and you know that you're not really. No, everyone knows. When it's sincere and genuine, then we know. At the end of the day, if we want our words to have a tremendous impact, we have to make sure we included ourselves as well. And we always say, we have to this parsha, we have to remember the story of the tochacha when it comes to Rav Shlomo Feifeld. Maiso with Rav Feifeld, and he got tochiach ha-samisecha, and Rav Shlomo Bessam, my Rebbe, brings down in the Sefer, that I think it was early on in one of the Bachrim's career in the yeshiva, and he said something not so pashut. Rav Feifeld didn't say a word. Three years later, Rav Feifeld said something, that first day you were in yeshiva, it wasn't so nice what you said. And the kid was so, the Talmud felt so bad. He said, Rebbe, what happened? What's going on? Why didn't you tell me this 3 years ago? He said, first I had to make sure that you know it was coming out of love. First I had to make sure that you knew that it was coming out of compassion and love. I care for you like a son. And then, and only then, could I give you my that message that what you said that day wasn't so kind. Incredible. 3 years, mamish. To make sure we have that love, to include ourselves on the rebuke, if we do give it. And we know the halach is, if the tochacha is not going to, we know that it's not going to be heard, the mitzvah of tochacha is to not say it, the Gemara says. Good. Three ideas, let's review them. The first thing that we said from the B'nai Sosso, Iger Dekala, Darber calls B'nai Sosso, Amartam Yid Kedoshim to you. It was the Kodesh Baruch Hu's commandment that Moshe Rabbeinu should bless every single Yid. And if they vad the Talmud with this kind of life, and you make sure to give the bracha, then it'll be forever and ever. And this is the Kiddushim Tihu, what the Rambam says, the Shin of a Rav says, Kiddushim Tihu, they will be, every single Yid will be holy. Because at the end of the day, the Rambam says, Hilchoshuva, that every Jew is going to want to be running back to Mamish, you can run, but you can't hide from your neshama, especially when it comes to the times for Mashiach, what we're seeing now in Eretz Yisrael. The second idea we said from the Chiddush, Arim and Adosham and Kiddushim, Rashi says, Parsha Zu, Kiddushim Tihu, Parsha Zu, be called Nemra. It was read in Dafka with the congregation. What was the Eitzah? Parsha Zu, the mitzvah of Kiddushim Tihu, how do you have holiness? When you come to have achdus and unity together, then you have everything. It doesn't matter what's going on in the political world. We daven to Hashem that we should have help with our allies. But we know the ultimate weapon for us is our achdus, is our ability to be able to stay together as one family. Whether you register as a Democrat or Republican or Independent, doesn't matter. You're a Yid, we're a Jew, and who's your vote? Our vote is for the Rabbonu Shalom. So the final idea, the Ora Meir quotes the Magid of Zlotchev, who says that every time he gave words to Tochla, he said, Lo aleichem b'vad ani medaber, elagam atzeni medaber, I'm also including myself. And the Ora Meir concluded with that anytime you want to make a roishim on any single person or any single group, you have to make sure to include yourself. Can't just be words. It's got to be emesik. It's got to come from the heart. It's got to be genuine. To take these ideas, to understand that every single bracha that we got, every single mitzvah we got, to be kedoshim to you from Moshe Rabbeinu, we have the ability. Moshe Rabbeinu blessed us, so we have it. We have the ability. The tzaddik is goyzer. Hashem Baruch has to be mekayim it. Hashem to come to kedusha through the achdus. To one nation, whether you say halal yom ha'atzmaut or not, doesn't matter. Look at this. Look at we're one nation. We won't focus on the differences. And as Hashem to understand, when it comes to mitzvah tochacha, it's got to come out of love. It's got to be genuine, and then it will be everlasting. As Hashem Yisparach, Chodesh, and Shabbos.